We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Sooner Sports Network, from Learfield, live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Also brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner Football. And by Riverwind Casino, still the one. This is Sooner Sports Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Teddy Lehman, and the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Tuesday night. We got a big crowd here tonight, and for a reason. It's going to be a fun hour. Lincoln Riley will join us in the next segment as we will preview OU and Nebraska coming up this Saturday. But right now, please help me welcome Butkus Award winner Teddy Lehman, everybody. And help me welcome the winningest coach in OU football history, a college football Hall of Famer, and the star of Fox Big Noon Kickoff, Bob Stoops, everybody.
Yeah.
Good to be here with everybody. Thank you.
How we doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Appreciate everybody. It's fun to be back here, you know, doing being at Rudy's and doing the show and
No bad flashbacks sitting here with Toby, you know, up here on the hot seat?
Yeah, no, it was never that hot.
We had some knockdown dragouts back in the day.
Pretty easy.
This media stuff is old hat for you now, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that. I still have my fumbles here and there, but hey, I'm new at it, and I don't think it'll make or break me, so I'm just doing the best I can.
Have you caught him yet on Fox?
I have. Fantastic.
Oh, natural, man.
You're a natural.
I think you're lying, Ted.
No, you of course. How could I miss that? Must-see TV.
Have you enjoyed it? I mean, being in the stadiums and in the arenas and all that?
Great venues, you know. We just got back from being in Columbus for the Ohio State-Oregon game, and we're here this week. Next week we go to Soldier Field for Notre Dame, Wisconsin.
That'd be cool.
So there's been some great games, matchups to be at, and it's been fun. The guys on set couldn't be better. Just great people to be around, easy to be around, fun. producers, people putting it all together are great to be with and around. So it's been very enjoyable.
The Big Fox set, by the way, is going to be, I've been told, between McCaslin Fieldhouse and the stadium on Saturday. If you want to get down there early and watch the show, you can see Coach Stoops and the whole gang. It's going to be a lot of fun. What do you think of the Sooners so far?
Obviously the first game wasn't what everyone was expecting. Maybe we've learned a lesson, I hope, that anytime you go out there and just roll your hat out there thinking just because it's OU we're going to do well, it doesn't work that way. And we've had that issue through the years, I think, at times when you get a big lead and all of a sudden it's not a big lead anymore and you're holding on. It's hard to pick back up the intensity and the focus once you've lost it. So anyway, I'm talking obviously about the first game, but I believe, we'll keep building on it. Great game last week, and I think we'll just keep getting better.
How about Nebraska? They started off the season. They started week zero, so kind of all eyes in the country were on them against Illinois. They stumbled, cost themselves on some crucial plays, but it looks like they've got it back on track the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they have. And that's the thing. Sometimes people make too much of that first game. You can correct, get a lot of things corrected, and I think they're at an advantage that they played week zero.
Yeah.
They've had more practice and they've got another game under their belt. So I'm a big fan of Scott Frost. I really like him. I thought he did an awesome job at UCF. So, we college football world needs Nebraska to be a relevant, So yeah. hopefully not this week.
Yeah, hopefully
just talking.
Not yet.
But in the end, they're always a prideful, good program. So OU needs to be on top of their game, and hopefully we will be. They need to be.
We talked earlier today. You got some pretty good memories against Nebraska, of course. 2006, you beat them for the Big 12 championship with Paul Thompson at quarterback. 2010, you got them for the Big 12 championship. But the 2000 game is the one that everybody remembers on your way to the Natty.
Yeah, no doubt. It's my favorite game probably all time other than the national championship. And for sure in this state, in our stadium, just being down 14-0, and then here comes Andre Wolfolk making a kick catch. And I calmed everybody down and said, look, everybody relax, keep your poise, everybody just calm down. And we started rolling. Defense caught their rhythm. Offense, great couple of passes there from Josh Heupel to Curtis Fagan. And Josh Norman with the block punt. We had a little bit of everything, man. We got it going. And once we did, we felt we were better than they were. And, showed it. Looking for Derek Strait's interception, touch pick six.
There's about 100 highlights in here before that one.
There you go.
There it is.
What a player.
Yeah, great player, Derek. And
redshirt freshman.
Redshirt freshman. Pick six against the number one team in the country.
How about that? Pick six there. He had to play against Oklahoma State late.
Yeah.
Obviously was huge in the national championship.
You're in the middle of that, aren't you, Coach?
Is this the one and only time our fans have tore down the goalpost?
Somebody may know if it happened back in the 50s or something. I don't know, but not in my lifetime.
Yeah, and that's why it's the favorite. I mean, it signaled to the whole college football world and country, we're back. We're back in the middle of this. And truth be told, here it is, 2021. We haven't left. We've been
still here, baby.
All the time. Yeah.
Thanks to you, Coach.
No. Thanks to a lot of people.
Be honest. 2001, they got us up there. Was Teddy supposed to stay with Eric Crouch on that play?
Oh man, come on, Toby.
You know what I hate about that one? We ran the play earlier, and was it Nate had tripped or fell
down?
Yeah,
I think Mark Clayton was throwing it.
Yeah. And anyway, so we ran a similar play, and we didn't execute it as well. But anyway, brought up a couple other great games. Paul Thompson in the Big 12 championship, Kansas City. And I loved it. AT&T Stadium, first Big 12 championship game in there
against
our rival, Nebraska, 2010. Yeah, we like to start off behind at Nebraska. Not this year, but yeah, what were we, 17-0?
17-0. Came back to win it.
20-17. Yeah.
That was fun. All right, we need to take an opening timeout. Opening segment is always brought to you by Noble McIntyre, McIntyre Law. Bob's a member of the media now, so he's going to help us ask Lincoln questions tonight. We got Lincoln Riley coming up next. What a show. Stay with us.
Thank you to our cornerstone television partners, OU Health and Anheuser-Busch, and our community partners, Fowler Auto Group, OU Health, OG&E, and Coca-Cola. Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by the best place to gear up for game day is shop.soonersports.com. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of Sooner Athletics. Bud Light, it's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Sooner Sports Talk, fun night. Teddy Lehman with us as always. We got Coach Bob Stoops with us tonight as well, and we welcome in now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody. I think there he is. Howdy, Coach. How you doing?
It's good. Good to see everybody. Coach, what's going on?
I bet you never thought you'd see me here, huh, Lincoln?
I thought you were done with that tonight.
You thought it was only on weekends. Now they got me working Tuesdays.
That's right. You're on the TV every time I turn it on right now.
Yeah. Not for all the right reasons.
Is that Bob Stoops?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
All right. My first question, Lincoln, is who's a better fisherman, me or Clark Stroud?
Well, despite Clark being able to fish a whole lot more, I watched you dominate the only time that we went out. So your record's much better than his.
Please, we need some security to keep Clark out of the shot for the rest of the show down there, please. Coach, thanks for being with us. We're going to have some fun tonight, obviously, with Coach as we go along. But just give us your thoughts on how your team played Saturday in that 76-0 win.
We played better. We didn't play as good as the score would suggest. It was definitely a more complete effort. You know, the energy mentality, I thought, you know, we were able to maintain that throughout the entire game, which that was obviously a big point for us after the first game, and I thought we improved there. We played more sound, definitely fewer mistakes, just more consistent overall. But, you know, you go back and look at the tape, and again, you look at the scoreboard, natural human reaction says, well, it was unbelievable, it's perfect, you won 76-0, and then you go back and look at the tape, and we still got a long ways to go. So, but they're buying in. If we can keep making some of the improvement that we made from week one to week two, then we'll have a chance to be good.
I didn't think it was fair, Coach. I was in a game with you. We won 77-0 against Texas A&M. You got accused by everyone of running up the score. Lincoln skates by 76-0. I didn't hear a peep out of anyone.
Well, he's a nicer guy than me. They get after me a little more.
Hey, Ted, if it would have been A&M, we wouldn't have stopped.
Hey, you believe Lincoln, when that happened to us, it was 77-0 in the third quarter.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that was tough. But talk to me about dealing with the expectations of this game. What have you done to educate the players how Nebraska's not going to come walking in here like any other team? And I know we're heavy favorites. How have you kind of managed that through the week? Just because you know Nebraska up there is hearing it all and what to expect from the media. And they'll be different than what the media probably believes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think the first thing we've tried to do is educate these guys on the history of this rivalry. Why this is a big game, why this is important, and all that's all the great players and teams of the past, and the fact that this is a very special game. You know, we get to play obviously Texas, we get to play in Bedlam. You know, some of those are special games, but they're every year. You know, now with all the conference realignment, this is a really, really unique opportunity. And I think the fact that the former players, coaches, everybody that's been a part of this program before we were all here, that's important. They're important to us. They're all of you guys, and two of you guys right there are the ones that, that helped build this program into what it's become. I think it's important to us just because of the history of this game and all the people that were part of this game to be able to honor that, to go back and play the way that we want to play and make another great memory is really important. And like you said, it's going to be equally as important to Nebraska. And we get that we're not going to see the same team, you know, probably that we've seen on tape. And hopefully they won't see the same team either.
That's something you always tried to do, Coach Stoops, wasn't it? That help your team understand traditions and rivalries and why games were important to fans.
Well, when you have a tradition as rich as ours here at OU with championships, teams, as well as players, players need to know that. And you ever think this is all about you, just look at this lineage of great, great players that are Hall of Famers and on and on. So don't get to thinking you built this place. This is a strong program, one of the best in the country, a top five one.
Coach, when you go back, you know, we talked about the Tulane game, and obviously some people were frustrated with that, but looking back, was that maybe a good teaching moment? You know, because you know, Western Carolina, obviously, they're outmanned, but to have a moment like that, to be able to go back and show those guys on film before you face an opponent better stature like a Nebraska or before you move into conference plays, has that been important for you guys maybe as a teaching moment?
You know, Teddy, I think so far it's been beneficial. You know, I think those lessons, like we all like to call them throughout the season, the different things that come up, I mean, they're important, they're valuable as long as you use them and as long as you, like, truly learn from them and not just learn for 1 week. I mean, that's, you know, I told somebody today, it's this week is the total opposite scenario. You know, we're coming off a game where, you know, everybody thinks you – play just crazy good, and then you're playing a, you know, marquee name opponent, you know, with a lot of hype around it. Last week was the complete opposite. Everybody thought we played horrible, and you're not playing a marquee opponent. And so, but for us, if we truly learn from it, the approach won't change. We need to get better. There needs to be a sense of urgency, and we need to go into this game ready to be at our very best. And so you're going to get faced with different challenges throughout the year, and if you truly learn the lesson, then you'll apply that each and every time and not forget it or not think that you got it figured out.
Every week, Academy Sports and Outdoor sponsors our inbox. You can tweet us at OU on the air if you've got a question for Coach tonight. And one of their employees has a question for you, as they do every week. Here's our Academy question of the night.
Hey, Coach, what are your thoughts on the structure of the college football playoffs? Should we stay at four or are more teams needed?
Did you get that one, Coach?
I did, yeah. Oh, great question. You know, I think four's been good, but I believe that all the major Power Five conference that champions should be in. They're just – all these leagues are too different. You know, you got some leagues where you don't play everybody. Some leagues where, you know, like ours where championship game is 1-2, others where it's not. They're just a – it's hard to judge sometimes different teams based on kind of their paths to getting to that point being so different. And so, you know, I don't know what the magic number is, but I do think that there should be an automatic bid for every Power Five conference champion.
Lincoln, you might tell the people here just our process when we were evaluating bringing a quarterback in, Kyler Murray, and along with a couple of the other players that we were looking at. And we had gotten all the tape, of course, in the office, and I wanted you to study it. I trusted you more than me. And tell the people the conversation after you had looked at all three of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think it was obviously Coach was in there. Kel Gundy was in there. I think Dennis Simmons was in there. And we'd put together cut-ups of three of the quarterbacks. All three of them are in the NFL right now.
Go ahead,
watched
name
them.
Names.
yeah, no, that's good. We've said it before. I just Kyle Allen and Will Greer and Kyler. And so we watched Kyle and Will first, and their tape was really good. I mean, that, you know, Kyle was coming out of A&M as well, Will out of Florida, and both of them were tremendous players. I mean, in any other year, you'd have been thrilled to get one of them. And we watched Kyler's, and, you know, it was he took some lumps early on in his freshman year at A&M, but you could just tell that guy could do things that other people couldn't. And at the end of it, I think everybody agreed they were all good. And coach asked my opinion. I said, well, I think the other two are good and would do well here, but I think Kyler could win the Heisman potentially here. And Bob's like, well, that settles it. So, yep, he said, that's what we're doing, and we did it and worked out okay.
Yeah.
I tell you, you got three starting quarterbacks in one or two words with each of them, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, and Jalen Hurts. One or two words from behind the scenes, what they were like coaching them, being in your room every day.
Baker in the room knew when to be funny, knew when to be serious, and was very – he wanted to know every single detail, everything. Kyler, more laid back, only wanted to know what he absolutely had to know, did not give a damn about anything else.
That happens whenever you're the best athlete on the field at all times.
No doubt about it. You know, Jalen, you know, very stoic. We loosened him up some as the year went on. But also very smart and very detail-oriented as well. So all three very different, but a lot of fun to coach.
How do you feel about the playoff, Coach?
I feel like Lincoln that all the conference champ Power Fives ought to be in it. I'd like the fact that give Cincinnati or somebody from the group of five that's undefeated an opportunity. I worry that 12's a little too many. You know, maybe it ought to be eight. But let's face it, financially it's going to be a windfall. So it's happening. It's just how soon can it happen? You know, whether it's 8 or 12, we'll see. But I'm all for it. I think more the better nowadays, for just like Lincoln said, just getting all the champions and group of five an opportunity, on and on.
I don't want to take any commercial breaks tonight, but we have to. This is too great. We'll be back with more Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley. Stay with us.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by Riverwind Casino. Still the one. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get your officially licensed Sooners gear at Academy Sports and Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And if you're traveling outside of the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or download the Varsity Network app and listen free.
Welcome back, everybody. We're at Rudy's. Last segment with Coach Stoops. We got a couple more segments with Lincoln Riley. We've got about three more with Teddy. Having a fun night here as OU gets set for Nebraska coming up on Saturday.
I want to know if Coach Stoops ever vetoed any of Lincoln's calls whenever he was offensive coordinator. Did you ever shut you down on anything? Never?
Never. And Lincoln will tell you. Be honest, Lincoln. I told those guys, if I ever have a suggestion, just don't listen to me.
Turn his headset off.
No, he was honestly – I tell you, when I knew, you know, as an OC, you know, any head coach will say that, and most of them don't actually follow through on that. And he in the middle of the third quarter of the Tennessee game that year, we hadn't even crossed midfield yet, and I'm sitting there thinking, like, Bob's going to fire me before we get on the bus. Like, I mean, I'm not even going to make it two games. And, I mean, the whole way he was, like, completely calm, supportive, and as a – young OC, or, you know, kind of early in my time here, that gave me a lot of confidence, and you know, that he believed in us and believed in what we were doing completely, even in that moment when it wasn't successful. So yeah, that was big for me at the time.
You know, Lincoln, just talk about the emergence of you being kicked out of the air raid offense because you run the ball so well. Yeah. And I think we found our rhythm that year by starting to run it a lot better. And then you found your rhythm and how to use it.
We did. No, it was that was a big thing when Coach brought me in and interviewed me, was he, you know, wanted to obviously loved a lot of the principles of the air raid from a throwing perspective, but we certainly didn't want to turn our back on the run game. And then at the time, two of the best players in the entire team were Samaje Perine and then at that point, a young Joe Mixon. And I've always enjoyed the run game. Part of it at East Carolina is our personnel wasn't at a lot of times good enough to run it to be as effective as we wanted to be. But I was committed to that. And yeah, we got here, didn't play as good early, and then we really, you know, kind of changed some of our ways and started feeding Samaje and Joe the ball a lot. You know, we were able to create some new run game that we use and now a lot of people use up to this day, and kind of really built everything that we did off of that run game. And yeah, that was really kind of that back half, as Coach mentioned, that 2015 season when it really got rolling.
And I think you do the best job in the country. Similar, the only guy close to you maybe Ryan Day with getting the big play shots off of the play action run game. And what's your favorite one that you've drawn up? The one I think of, I saw it at practice, everybody. The one where we run the sweep right or the handoff and it flip it to Sterling Shepard. He throws it back to Baker,
Dimitri Meach.
Yeah. Goes down the sideline. There isn't anybody within 40 yards of him. Yeah. Now tell them what happened when we ran it against in practice. You wanted to see if it would work.
Yeah, same thing. We wanted to see if it would work, and we did it, and it worked. It actually was not as open as it was in the game. And Coach looked at me and goes, "Yeah, that's a touchdown." And I said something about, well, kind of jokingly, like, "Well, we ought to just call it the first play of the game." He was like, "Yeah." And I was kind of joking. He was serious. So hell, we did it. We ran the first play of the game and scored. Yeah,
that was a fun one. Do you intentionally go into the game with three or four of them that shots that here are our shots for the game? When I say shots to the public, those are bombs. Yeah.
This is the guy that pedals tequila, so you need to clarify that.
These are ones you see. How is that guy 15 yards open? Well, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely have a couple for sure. I think just to always try to keep people off balance. And I just think they're great if you hit them, but even the threat that you would do it, I think, yeah, at times can hold people defensively hostage a little bit, and we try to obviously do that. So now some weeks a few more than others, just to kind of depend on what shows up and what we think we can execute. But we don't ever go in empty-handed.
Before we lose you, Coach, you watched the Butkus brain teaser. Have you seen him? his memory recall at remembering plays from the past?
I have, and I'm aware of it, yes.
Are you that
he's
good?
No. Remember, I ran into people playing defense.
That's right.
Teddy and I can't do that.
We let someone else handle it.
It is time for we want to do this while you're here because I think it involves one of your teams, Coach. It is time for the Butkus Brain Teaser tonight, brought to you by the Oklahoma Education Association, fighting unapologetically for every student across the state, no matter the zip code.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, since Coach Stoops is here, we're going to go to a game that he was at. We'll go 2016, Oklahoma State here in Norman, 1st and 10, minus 43-yard line, left hash, 49 seconds left in the first half. So 2016, 1st and 10, minus 43, left hash, score is 17, Oklahoma State, OU 10. 49 seconds. It's not an easy one. He embarrasses me all the time, forces me into hard ones.
So you're down a touchdown, Coach. Almost
it's on the
half-time.
Left hash?
Correct.
Pretty sure it's a pass to Jeffrey Mead, but I'm trying to.
They moved the monitor a little farther over
further
to the right
to the today. Right
I'm looking.
It's usually
I'm
up here. Right
right usually now. Looks up to the right.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was a shot, right?
Yeah, probably.
Teddy, every once in a while, Teddy gives him a play that went for like 4 yards.
No, you can't do that.
No, this was not easy.
He gets it, though.
This isn't a scoring play. This one's not easy. God, I feel like that was on that drive.
What do you feel like it is? What's the play?
Well, we had a boot that we threw to Jeffrey Mead, and he made an unbelievable catch. It was in traffic. It almost got picked. But because this is Dee Dee was already knocked out of the game at this point. Second quarter, 49 seconds left, left hash.
You remember the play?
Minus 43.
I was in using the restroom.
Golly. So we ended, I remember the drive because Geno Lewis scored.
49 seconds to go in the half.
I don't feel great, but that's my guess. That's the best guess I got. I'm trying to – we didn't –
What's the guess? Pass to Jeff.
I think it was a boot, and we threw the threw it to Jeff Mead on the sideline. He made a kind of crazy catch, but I don't feel great.
He doesn't
about
feel
it.
Great about it. That's his guess. Let's roll the tape back to 2016.
No, that's not.
49 seconds to go.
Well, he's right. It just wasn't a boot.
No, it wasn't a boot. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, that's a win
that's
right
it.
There.
Oh, that's a win.
Yep. That's right.
Jeffrey Mead downfield. Lincoln's 3-0 on the Butkus Brain Teaser, ladies and gentlemen. That was pressure, too. Well, Bob's watching tonight and
that
everything.
That was tough.
It was tough, but he said a pass to Jeff Mead like 3 seconds into it.
I knew
so
that's
he
what
was
I
on
just
it.
Remember the play.
He just
yeah.
almost talked himself out of it.
Coach, thanks for being here tonight. I got to tell I cannot get over you in this role. Like, you asking Lincoln questions is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I got to leave now. There's a limit to my media capabilities.
He came loaded with 6 or 7 questions.
He's starting to get a rash.
All right, Lincoln, I'll see you at practice. I'll be up in the top watching a little bit for about a half hour tomorrow.
Sounds good. See you in the morning.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Coach Stoops. Thanks
see
for
you,
being here. Bob Stoops,
thank
everybody.
You.
Stay with us. More with Lincoln Riley next.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by the Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access radio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Toby Rowland and Chris Plank talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every day. Log on to Soonersports.com/podcast or search Sooner Sports Podcast in your favorite podcast provider. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind Casino. Log on to Soonersports.com/kids for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club presented by OG&E. Brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively.
Whether you're home gating or tailgating for the OU game, make a winning play with Tostitos chips. Tostitos packs the crunch for a touchdown in taste. Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. OU and Nebraska coming up Saturday at 11 a.m. One more segment with head coach Lincoln Riley. And Coach, we got some fan questions rolling in for you tonight on the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. Our Rudy's Anywhere question of the night from Mary Taylor. How did you feel when you saw the stadium packed on Saturday, Coach? I think we've lost Coach's audio here for a second. I think you can hear us, but we can't hear. How about now, Coach?
Can you hear me?
There we go. We got
there
you.
There we go. There we go.
Go ahead and start your answer.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I would say either my first game as OC in 2015, my first game on the OU staff against Akron, or last Saturday were my two favorite times ever to run out of the tunnel. Just and maybe yesterday even better, just because it hadn't been like that in so long. It was amazing to see. I knew I missed it, and I didn't realize even how bad I missed it.
It's crazy because you've got two classes of recruits playing football that haven't been in front of a full stadium yet. It felt like, to me, watching it, and I don't know on the sideline, it looked like Spencer Rattler, those guys finally had something to feed off of, and you could see it.
Absolutely. No, I mean, our guys, they appreciate and they look forward to those atmospheres. I mean, that's the kind of atmospheres that we love to play in. Whether it's home and everybody's supporting you, or you're on the road and everybody's booing you, that doesn't matter. It's just the energy in there that a great crowd can help bring to the game. And our guys enjoy it. It's one of the reasons why guys want to come play at OU. They want to play in big atmospheres every week. And the one the other night was very cool.
Ronnie Thompson asks, what did you say to Spencer when he was reaching the ball for the goal line early in the game?
I'm not repeating that. I'd get a call from Joe C. if I repeated that. I wasn't real happy. But he's got to be smarter than that and not get caught up in the moment. Luckily held on. We scored the next play.
One more fan question from Tough Dodger. Would Lincoln prefer to be named after a different college town?
Such as which one?
I think the opponent this weekend is what led to that.
No,
I
get it, but is there another choice?
Norman Riley.
Norman Riley.
Yeah.
I'll stick with Lincoln. Yeah.
What do you think about this Nebraska opponent?
They're a good football team, man. They've really, in my opinion, watched them on tape, have taken some really nice steps here in the last couple of weeks. They played well. The quarterback is extremely dangerous. He holds a ton of Nebraska records, which hard to hold any record at Nebraska. Really good player, extremely athletic, can make a lot of things happen. They've got some really nice skill. And defensively, they've played well. I mean, they've played well this season defensively. They've been good against the run, good against the pass, both. Really big on the defensive front. And then the secondary especially is very – very skilled and very very experienced as well. So a lot of good football players on that tape.
Now, you talking about that defensive line, one D tackle, 6'6", 315 plus, the nose tackles, 330-pounder, and they got some big overhang guys. Heck, their nickel or third safety is a 230-pound right. guy. So how does that affect, if anything, the way that you guys do it? I mean, I'm sure you're still – it's what you do. You run the football. So I'm sure there's – been a physical practice preparing for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in there, it'll be a slugfest in there. There's no doubt. They're a physical group, and we're going to have to do a great job of being physical right back at them. But yeah, like you said, they're built for kind of those big physical games, and a lot of experience to go along with it. So it's a good group that they have. Those guys are playing at a high level. I mean, you can see with the the yardage rankings and the way that they've played defensively, it'll be a challenge, no doubt about it.
I wanted to ask you about some of your youngsters on defense. Latrell McCutcheon got the start the other night. Danny Stutzman led you in tackles. The trash man, Ethan Downs, ran down and forced a fumble. A lot of first-year freshmen making big plays for you.
Yeah, no, there is. It's exciting to see some of those guys get some opportunities early on in the season. And, the thing I've liked is you're seeing – a good amount of those young guys are going in and playing with no hesitation, and that's what you want. I mean, they're going to make some mistakes. There's going to be some of, learn on the run a little bit with those guys. That's a little bit of the nature of playing major college football as a freshman. But do you see that hesitation, or do they go? Do they use that natural athletic ability that they have, the reason that you signed them? And do they turn it loose when they get under the lights and they get in a full stadium? And a lot of those guys are doing that, which has been great to see. And you know, you would expect those guys to continue to get better as the reps and the meetings and the growing, as all that continues to progress. You've got the makings of a really talented young group.
You mentioned Martinez, a quarterback there for Nebraska, a little bit, but he's a dual threat guy. Really, I think he's an excellent runner, and they do a lot of different things in the running game to get him involved. Is that kind of the main focus, maybe defensively? I know you've got to be on it with every different part of their offense, but you know, we've seen what happens when a mobile quarterback gets rolling in the running game, and how everything can kind of deteriorate after that.
Oh, absolutely, it can be a great equalizer. Yeah, he is. He's so athletic, and a lot of his big plays have come off of. He's hit a few on schedule, like this corner ball you just seen, but so many of them have come off script, and that's, you got to defend him, man. He's just he's tough to do, because even if you have a guy accounting for him, you know, he's so athletic, he's still not easy to get on the ground. So this is right here. You can kind of see where he's at his best when he can take off, make plays out of the pocket. He's good. You've got to contain him, like Illinois did a nice job of there. And try to minimize some of that, because, I mean, like I said, this guy can take off and house it. It'll be a challenge. And he's played a lot of ball. I mean, this isn't like some puppy coming in here that's only played a couple college games. This guy's played a lot of football.
You gave a couple of injury updates earlier today. I don't think I heard you talk about Danny Stutzman. Do you have any update on Stutzman?
Yeah, go see how he progresses. He's a tough kid, but it'll be a little bit later in the week before we're able to make a final decision on him.
Did you enjoy having Bob here tonight? Should we ask him back, or
was
that
awesome.
A one-time
yeah.
only thing?
No, yeah, between having Bob, Clark, Teddy, all you guys, man, this was pretty good tonight.
That was pretty good. All yeah. right. As opposed to other nights. He enjoyed it, Ted. So that's great.
Hey, Bob can pry some stuff out of him that maybe you and I can't.
There's
you know?
No doubt. There's no doubt.
Yeah, he's still the man to me, so always.
Coach, thanks. Good luck against the Huskers.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Lincoln Riley, everybody. Quick break. We got one more segment for you here when we come back on Sooner Sports Talk.
Sooner Sports TV is brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, bringing you the best in real Texas barbecue. Homeland, your homegrown advantage. Proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. OU's football games are available on Exodus 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' websites. Each OU Spanish broadcast will feature a 30-minute pregame show and a 15-minute postgame show.
Here's your Big 12 report presented by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Not a good week, Teddy, for the Big 12.
I can't figure this conference out. One week, everyone looks great. Next week, it's like, what in the world just happened? Iowa State, for whatever reason, is just doomed to never beat Iowa, I guess.
What about Texas?
Well, I kind of expected that from Texas. I think they've got a good, talented football team that's well coached, but if you've watched Texas recently, they can't handle success. They play well one week, feel like they've arrived, the hard work's done, everyone's going to lay down for them, and they show up and lay an egg. But Arkansas is a really good football team this year. I say really good. They're improved.
West Virginia rolled Long Island. They've got an interesting game against Va Tech in Morgantown this Saturday. Interesting, because next week we've got West Virginia in Norman for a primetime game, and you'd love for that game to mean a little something. So
yeah, no, I agree. Hated to see Skylar Thompson go down at Kansas State. That's tough. Want them at their best.
Sounds like he might be back. We'll see. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game. For info on how your child can take the field with OU team captains, go to orthoexc.com. What is important for Oklahoma against Nebraska?
Run the football. That's going to be critical. Now, I think we've got a big advantage over them in the passing game with our skill position players. We're athletic. We're fast. They're a bigger, bulkier team that's better in the box and their front seven. That doesn't mean that you just avoid that and air the football out. That's not what we do. We've got to establish the run. We're going to go right at them. If we can move those big boys off the football, that front seven, we can run it against anyone. That's how big and athletic they are. They've got some good inside backers. establish the run on offense, and the pass plays are going to come. Play action's going to open up, and I think we should be able to hit them for some explosive plays because of how fast of a football team we are. On the other side, we got to stop the quarterback run game. That's it. If you can shut down the quarterback run game against Nebraska, it's going to be very difficult for them to get anything going. He's really their only threat. If you can shut down Adrian Martinez, athletic guy that runs around, you can stop him. Passing attack, again, skill positions where we really have an edge over them. Our secondary, our corners are faster, more athletic. Keys to stop the run and stop the quarterback run.
I refuse a paycheck for tonight's show. That was more fun than you should be allowed to
great,
have. How great was that?
It's awesome.
Bob Stoops and Lincoln Riley together. That was a lot of fun. Thanks to you folks for being here tonight. It's a big week. OU Nebraska coming up 11 a.m. One of the great rivalries in college football history. We'll be on the air with you starting at 9 a.m. for the Sooner Radio pregame show. And we'll see you next week here at Rudy's. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Bud Light. Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. AT&T, AT&T 5G, the official 5G wireless network of OU Athletics. And by Rudy's, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Sooner Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.